I want to help you with your sales page today. Would that be okay?
Welcome to Unjaded. This is your straight talk, shoot from the hip, wrapped in a little bit of love, Human Design for Business podcast. We talk a lot here about clarifying your message so that you can bring in paying clients with ease. And ease is different from easy. Stick around to find out how we roll here. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. I am a 2-4 emotional manifesting generator, light on the emotional, and I'm a quad right in human design. In real speak, I am an entrepreneur of 30 plus years. I've had every kind of business there is, and I always say that business is my love language. I can't wait to dive in with you here on the podcast.
Over the last week, I have had the opportunity to review a few sales pages, and there are some common themes. I've made a list here of common themes that come up, things that people miss that need to happen in their sales page, things that people speak maybe incorrectly for drawing people in a sales page, and things that are there that really don't have a place there. So I want to unpack that with you in this really targeted episode of Unjaded today, so that the next time you put an offer out there, you can feel confident that your sales page will do the heavy lifting to bring people to you. Now, one of the things that I want you to remember is that by the time people get to your sales page, they probably already have a pretty good idea of whether they want to work with you or not. They've probably been in your world either following you on social media or listening to your podcast or reading your emails, maybe reading your blog, watching your YouTube channel. So they have probably a good idea. They're not necessarily coming in cold. Does that mean that you won't have anyone coming in cold to your sales page? Of course not. But really, the decision has probably 80% been made by the time they get to your sales page. So we want to use your sales page to really just like bring it over the line for you. And that's what we're going to do today. So first things first, this is a mistake that I see over and over again in the online space. Please do not start with your program name or your course name. What the first line of your sales page needs to do is excite someone, make them hungry to read the second line. And then that second line needs to make them hungry to read the next line. Now think about it for a minute here with me. If you are landing on someone's sales page, let's say you've been in their stories and they've been talking all day long, sharing all of this great information about this great new program that they have, and you're all excited about it and you want to learn more. And then you open the sales page and you see the first big bold print is all about them or all about their program. That's just not going to convert. That's going to make your reader flip the switch and flip away from it. Because you haven't done what we call self-identifying content. You haven't done anything to pull them in towards you. And we want to pull them closer to you. We want to invite them in. And you're going to do that by talking about them. In the copywriting space, one of the things that we try to remember to do is to go problem, solution, problem, solution, problem, solution. So you always are introducing or talking about a problem that that person is having. If you've been in my world a while, you have heard me talk about pretend that you are following that person around. Pretend that you are following your ideal client around and notice what's happening in that person's life, in their business, in their relationship, in their parenting journey. What's actually happening that you help with that they may not really recognize as a problem? Because we walk through life thinking that everybody feels the way we do. And we walk through life thinking that we're not supposed to feel amazing all the time. We walk through life thinking problems are normal. And I'm putting that in air quotes. So how can you identify the problem that your person is having? Like hit her in the soul with the problem that she's having so that she feels like, oh my God, she is speaking to my soul. How did she get inside my head? The best compliment you can ever get from someone is that they feel like you're inside their head. That means that they know that you understand and that they know that you can help them. So you're going to start your sales page with self-identifying content, and you're going to save your program name and introduction for further down the track. Another thing that I want you to focus on, I want you to remember to focus on, is the benefits. What makes this experience juicy? Features are things like, we have 16 calls, they happen on Zoom, you'll get the replay within 24 hours. There are XYZ bonuses, those are all features. There's 7 modules, and yes, there is a place for them on your sales page, but please, for the love of God, don't forget to talk about the benefits. What does it feel like on the other side of solving this? What's different in your ideal client's life because she actually went through your program and got the results on the other side? What's possible for her? The brain is wired for possibility. Talk to her about what's possible in her life after doing this work or while doing this work. This is where you can really connect. This is one of the places where you can really connect with your reader emotionally. Hit her in the heart with how her life can be different. This is the solution part. Remember we said problem, solution. This is the solution part, the juicy benefits. Talk about the juicy benefits. You may even talk about what it's going to feel like to be in that arena with you. How do you work? Do you go deep? Do you do intuitive exercises? What is in it for her when she says yes, when she hits that little button that says, sign me up, join now? Another thing that I want to remind you is that you are a human. I implore you to speak like a real ass human. One of the sales pages that I was reviewing the other day, this person knows better in the copy. And when I was reading it, we actually got to laughing because he's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I did that. And I had to say, is this the way that you would speak if you were sitting down having a coffee with me? Is this how you would explain your program to me? To which I was met with laughter because of course, no, he would not do that. So speak like a human. You don't need fancy words. The more simple your words, the more easy to understand your copy is, the more you win the sale. People are already overwhelmed. The last thing they want to do is have to read between all the lines and figure out what you're actually trying to say. Just say what you need to say. Say it in clear, plain, language as if your reader was in front of you having a coffee. Because here's the thing, you're not going to get into your container, your program, your course, whatever it is, and speak in this really fancy languaging, I hope. You're going to actually be real. They're going to have access to that real part of you. Why not let them experience it in your sales page so they can feel what it's really going to be like to work with you? Introduce yourself and your offer. You would be gobsmacked at the number of times I read a sales page where the person has not introduced themselves. I need to know when I'm reading your sales page why I should choose you. I need to know why you, why now? Are you my person? You know that kid's book, I can't remember who wrote it, but it's, are you my mother? Are you my mother? This is what people are looking for in the online space. Not mothers necessarily, but they're looking for the people who can actually guide them. We need to see that. And we don't need a dissertation on all of your qualifications. We need something simple that says, hey, I'm Vicky. Over the course of 30 years, I've built 5 multi-6-figure businesses, and I would love to help you build yours too. Chances are, if you've landed on this page, you've tried every course and coach and blah, 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 and you're still not making enough money in your business. That's where I come in. That's why I created blah, 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 name of your offer. And then you get to talk about your offer. And do you see how even that went? Problem, solution, problem? Just keep that little formula in your mind. Even if you do nothing else on your sales page, remember that formula in everything you do. And remember to introduce yourself like a human who can actually help this other human. Okay, and the last thing that I'm going to say, of course, there are many sections to a sales page, but the last thing that I'm going to say that I see many people leaving out on their sales pages is the fork in the road. It can be scary to make people decide. It can be scary to say, you know what? You've come to the end. If you're not convinced now, you ain't ever going to be. But that's what we have to do. We have to invite people. We get to invite people to make a choice. Choose now. Either you're with me or you're going to continue down the road that you're on. And of course, there's beautiful languaging that you can use around that. And again, be a good human. What is it costing them to stay where they are? And what is the benefit of joining you in this adventure that you're going to take them on? So that is just a little bit of the highlight reel of some of the things that you can do to really change your sales page for the better. Of course, in Content by Design, we go through the entire shebang of building your sales page. There's a bonus in there that walks you through it. We're going to get some ChatGPTs in there for the next round, some custom GPTs that are going to actually help you write your sales page according to your design. But this should hold you over until then. That is the goal anyway with this podcast episode. And if you really want or need or crave some more support in your business, you can jump in now to the membership Design to Profit. For just $47 a month, you can get all the support that you need in your business that'll tide you over until we open the doors for Content by Design in the fall. Thanks for listening, and I cannot wait to dive in with you on next week's episode.